Jeez. All right, let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Get the lowdown on tonight's Oregon opponent, Utah. Our guests will keep you wired in on Utah athletics for the Salt Lake Tribune. His work online can be located at sltrib.com. If you want to follow along on Twitter, the handle is at TribKurt. Please spell that with a K. Welcome in Kurt Cragthorpe. Kurt, much appreciate the time. How's life going for you these days?
Hey, Kurt.
I'm good. How are you guys today?
All right. You know, I wanted to get you on to talk about tonight's game, but Sunday, a huge moment as the women's team goes and knocks off mighty Stanford, first time ever. I saw you tweeted out some sound from Coach Roberts. So now they're in the top 25, and they're coming to play these two really good teams. What kind of a buzz are the women of Utah causing?
Yeah, it's really been interesting. That Stanford game was a huge breakthrough because kind of the book on this team was that it had been playing well and winning the games it was supposed to in the Pac-12. But we all thought that once they ran into this buzzsaw of Stanford, Oregon, and OSU, that they would all kind of crumble. And that obviously didn't happen Sunday at the Huntsman Center. So we'll see what happens at the MAC tomorrow night.
Shifting back to the men's team, so I saw your article this week about what Coach Krestowiak was saying about the Oregon trip. Says, you know, still looks at both of them as tournament teams. Of course, you know, he probably feels he has to say that, but I think even the most optimistic Oregon fans think that they don't really have a shot right now. Either way, the conference as a whole is struggling, and the national narrative, it basically says it's one of the worst in the nation. Do you think the Pac-12 is as bad as the outside world seems to think it is?
Yeah, I mean, given that the perception is so bad,
right.
I feel comfortable in saying that I don't think it's nearly that bad. And particularly once you get into the conference play and you look at games like the Ducks and Beavers coming to Salt Lake City this week, and I know that they're probably not NCAA teams, despite what Krestowiak said, but they look like good teams to me. And I think, in a weird way, part of the Pac-12's problem is that Utah is in second place, and Utah had a terrible preseason, and so that's probably not helping the perception in that sense.
Talking with Kurt Cragthorpe of the Salt Lake Trib, Larry Krestowiak took over this program that had really started to slide back in 2011. Lo and behold, a couple years later, they're a top 20 team two straight years. And even though they missed the dance, they won 23 games last year, but they lost a lot, picked ninth by the media in the preseason. So from your chair heading in, what did you see as maybe realistic expectations for this team?
Yeah, it depends what checkpoint you use. I think going into the season as a whole in November, I thought they would finish about eighth as projected. And then once the preseason was over and they were 6-6 with some really ugly losses, then I thought they were 10th at best. So to be 5-2 right now is definitely a good sign for them. However, it's a bit of a mirage because they've won four straight games over the numbers 9 through 12 teams in the standings. So I really do look at this week as a good gauge of really what this team is.
You know, kind of a couple different stretches for the Utes this year. They give up 90, lose to Hawaii. They beat ASU on the road. They got blown out in consecutive games by Kentucky and BYU. But now, you know, you said it, they've won four in a row, sit second in the conference despite those eight losses. Certainly, you know, there's a lot to be said about learning during the non-con and kind of coming together when conference play starts. But what are some of the differences you've seen in, you know, non-conference Utah versus what we're seeing right now? Is it just that simple that they're just playing bad teams or what?
That's definitely part of it, but they have improved. Their defense was so horrible that it's now trending toward adequate, at least, and they're conscious of really playing better in transition defense in particular. And they seem to know what they want to do offensively now, and actually they're really efficient on offense. In a Pomeroy efficiency stats, they're like 33rd in offense in the country, and they're doing a good job of sharing the ball and taking good shots, and so that part has really improved as well. But the defense is the part that had to go from horrible to at least in the ballpark of average.
It's funny how much the college game has changed, because adequate is basically acceptable with college coaches nowadays.
A few final thoughts for Kirk Kragthorpe of the Salt Lake Trib. Cedric Bearfield last year was an important player, had a nice season. Now he's a senior. He originally transferred from SMU. Looks like his numbers are just up across the board. Kurt, for those who have not seen him play that much, you know, what kind of player is he, and how has he, you know, handled this more substantial role as one of the team leaders?
Cedric's been really good in conference play. In particular, he went through a slump in December in that stretch where they lost badly to BYU and Kentucky, and seemed like he was just trying to do too much, and teams were able to kind of focus on him, and Utah didn't have a lot of other weapons. But starting in January with that game at ASU, he was tremendous down the stretch of that game. They wouldn't have won it without him. And you could almost say the same thing about the Stanford game and the Cal game, where they swept that trip last week. So I'm high on Sed right now. He's not forcing shots, and teams are really doing a lot of things to try to take him away, but he's able to pass the ball and get it back, and he's the one guy on the team that if they need a bucket, they go to him, and he's come through a remarkable percentage of the time in conference play.
Freshman Timmy Allen really coming into his own lately, too. You know, big game against Colorado, double-double against Cal on Saturday. Really, really well-rounded player, sort of does a little bit of everything, but lately he's doing a bit more of everything. What have the coaches and players been saying about how he's progressed in playing right now?
Yeah, his minutes played statistic speaks for itself. He plays the number 2 minutes on the team behind Bearfield, and like in an overtime game at Arizona, he played 43 minutes. And so they clearly just like having him on the floor because, as you say, he does a lot of good things. He's not a good shooter for a 6'5 guy. If he's ever going to really advance in basketball beyond college, he needs to somehow develop a shot. But he's kind of one of those old-fashioned guys who's a scorer without being a shooter. And he's really clever around the basket, both passing and scoring, and a terrific rebounder, good defender. So, yeah, he's one guy that has a lot of promise as a freshman for sure.
And lastly, I saw what you wrote earlier this week that Coach Krestowiak was talking about this particular Oregon team. It's been a roller coaster, injuries, disappointing losses. So I'm kind of curious what this Coach K had to say, and of course your observations of the kind of Duck team Utah expects to face in a couple hours.
Yeah, and first of all, I'm kind of framing it by the history of Oregon versus Utah. I think the Ducks are 13-2 against Utah in the Pac-12 era.
Right.
And I particularly remember those four games in the conference tournament, including last March in Las Vegas. So historically, it's still a team that Utah kind of has a phobia against. And in terms of this particular team, I think the part that would scare Utah the most is the Ducks' pressure defense. Utah has a problem with turnovers, particularly the kind that turn into what Krestowiak calls pick sixes, where they get an easy bucket out of it. And so the athleticism of Oregon is something that Utah really is going to have to deal with tonight. If they're able to break the press and maybe get some easy baskets themselves out of that, or at least not have it disrupt their offense, I think Utah will have a good chance. But if the Ducks cause some havoc, Utah will have a tough time.
Folks, he's Kirk Kragthorpe, does a terrific job covering Utah athletics for the Salt Lake Tribune. Again, online, sltrib.com. If you want to follow him on Twitter, it is @TribKurt. Hey, Kurt, great catching up. Really appreciate you taking the time to share some terrific information with us. Thanks a lot, and enjoy the game tonight.
Thanks, Kurt.
Okay, absolutely. Anytime, guys.
All right, take it easy.